And we're back here on Out of the Woods. We're going to take a quick break as far as the live music is concerned and spin a track from Zach's CD called Two Lines here for you. I'm going to play a track right now for you called Little One here on Out of the Woods.
There is
Zach Trajano here on Out of the Woods from his CD, Two Lines. Nice stuff there. We're just talking about what you can hear on that track. And Chris Delmhorst there on that cello, real quiet in the background. And something called a diddly bow.
A diddly bow, yeah. Yep, that's a one-string instrument. This guy makes them, I believe, somewhere in Western Massachusetts. And it is what it is. You get, you know, there's no frets on it, so you have to find your notes. And the pickup is, you have to get Goody to tell you really what it is, but I can kind of fake it. It's made out of something like an old Chevy or like the engine of something that is crazy to make a pickup out of. And it has its, you know, some very unique sound to it.
It's funny.
I think it's a Chevy. It could be a washing machine or a, you know, hair dryer for all I know, but I think it's a Chevy.
It's probably just a little folklore to go along with it. It's probably not true.
That's right. I'm also 6'10", by the way.
Yeah, I think we had Chris Delmore's on backing vocals on that too, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Nice.
Of course.
Yeah. So you got a taste of what you'll hear if you go to Montague, Mass tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Check out the band on this CD. What time's that start down there?
8 o'clock at the Book Mill.
Saturday night, Montague, Mass. That sounds like a neat place.
It's, for my money, it's the best place in town, or even in the valley. It's a it's a bookstore that is in an old converted mill, right on the, I believe it's the Sawmill River, which runs out back, and there's a little cafe in the bottom of it called the Lady Killigrew Cafe, and it's by far the most romantic place you can possibly go in the Massachusetts Valley. There's magic there, for sure. Everybody knows it. And when you play there, you set up in just one of the little alcoves of the bookstore. So you're surrounded by books, and there's something about the variegated wall construction of that sort of, I think, dissipates the sound waves in some way. That just makes it sound like $1 million in there.
Yeah, you think the books would be really good for the audio quality.
It's the best, you know. If you're going to see one show in Western Massachusetts, you know, there's the Iron Horse, there's the Calvin Theater, whatever, those are great, but go to the Book Mill. It's the place to go to listen to music. It's
very
the best.
Cool. Well, folks, Zach Trajano's here in the studio with us, and he's been picking some tunes for us. Maybe we can get you to play another live one for us. Like.
Yeah, let's see what you do. I'll do another one that isn't on a record.
Oh, cool.
Might as well. This one's been floating around for a while. Bear with me if I mess it up, because it's probably the first time it's ever been played in public. Give me a little kiss, tell you what you're gonna do. I'm gonna buy you a brand new diamond ring and put it on your shaking hand. The one you got there now, it don't mean a goddamn thing. Pretty sure he'll understand. On the wall up beside my bed,
Help me dream a dream that's your mind. There's a window through this wakeful life that your dreams can wander through. It was set up by a good man, fashioned by his wife, and opened by someone like you. On what you think. No, I never knew how to play no song like this, baby, before I met you. So come on over here, won't you give me a little kiss? Tell you what we're gonna do.
Like it. All right.
That's a world premiere.
There you go. Nice. Didn't even mess it up. That I know of, anyway. Zach Trigiano and a new song. Do you have a title for that one?
No title. My titles are so far away from anything that I do. Who knows what that one is? Or even what it's about.
Oh, we don't even know that. Wow. How am I going to describe this to the folks? I have to break it down in medical fashion, say what time it's in and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah, 4-4, G major. Yep, go to the minor
forensic,
too.
description.
Roughly about a girl in some way or another, as most of them are.
Or a horse, or a train.
Yeah. I know, why is that? I just was standing outside a bar in Hadley, which is right next to Amherst, the other night, talking to some guy about a couple bands that I don't really like that are doing real good these days, and just bitching about them endlessly, about like, well, you know, they write all these tunes that haven't been, they just don't sound real. They're all about trains and, you know, women and booze. And, like, you know, that guy hasn't, like, spent any time on a train or even drinking that much booze. And he definitely hasn't gotten any women. And, you know, and then I went home today and I was working on this tune. And the first thing that I thought of to put in it was a freaking train. And I was like, man, I just can't do it. You know, I feel like I'm full of crap, you know. But I think I'll leave it in anyway.
Yeah. It's the moneymaker here. You get that train in there.
Some way it feels right, you know?
Boxcar Zach.
I am wearing a train hat.
That's right, if you can only see. You will see if you go to the Out of the Woods Facebook pages later on tonight. We'll post some of those photos out there. But we have it all from all angles here. So no video, though, I'm afraid. I'm not shooting video. Forgot to hire the videographer to come in tonight.
It's probably for the best.
Very cool. Well, I think we might as well just keep playing them until we get up to our mid-show break and when we wrap things up. If you got another one for us, Zach Trigiano is here in the studio, also of Rusty Bell. If any of you folks have heard them, seen them out on the road, busy, busy people. Definitely worth checking out. I caught some of the tracks off the webpage, but I haven't been able to spin any Rusty Bell on the show yet. Hopefully.
Oh, I'll have to bring him by a record.
Hopefully we'll be able to do that soon.
I'll do you another Rusty Bell tune.
That'd be cool. Sure.
Talks of distant old yourself or for another. But before my living is through, I will find it here in me. So good night, Captain calling. Say your prayers and sleep. Lay down on your burdens. I am yours to keep.
Zach Trajano here in the studio with us. Nice stuff. I listened to that one, I think, today on the off the webpage.
Oh, yeah?
Over there. What's the title of that one?
It's called Captain Collins.
Very cool.
That was off the Full Moon Weekend record, which is two records. That was the same studio session that we just split up into two parts.
Oh, the same session as...
So it was Full Moon Weekend Saturday... and Full Moon Weekend Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And we just split them up.
Oh, that's cool. So it's side A, side B.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were making this record, and we all realized that we really like shorter albums. You know, everyone, because there's no, you know, people aren't thinking exclusively in vinyl or even tape anymore. So you can make a 60-minute, 70-minute record if you want to. Album, I mean. And it's just too much for me, for my brain. So, you know, when we made those records, we thought, like, well, let's shoot for, like, 40 and see how we like it. And it works, you know, just to have 8 to 10 tunes and 40 minutes of music as a piece is a really nice thing. So it's always something that we've had in mind for making records.
So those are on two separate discs and not packaged together?
No, they're separate. They might in the future be packaged together just for ease,
right.
But we really wanted to put them out separately.
Yeah, for right now you have to tell people from the stage, you gotta go buy both of our CDs.
Yeah. It really wasn't a money-making move.
Can't buy one without the other, you gotta have them both.
So, do one more for you before I go?
Yeah, or? Sure.
Sorry, this is in a different tuning here.
Friend, It's as far as I see. It's as far as I see. It's a hole in the sky. Begging me not to try. Then it rains down on me. Then it rains down on me. Then it rains down. Won't drag me down. You hold on too long to a pearl. You hardly notice when you drown. It's a passionate sin. Of the sea, in the arms of the sea, it's whatever it takes to get my heart to break. Set both of us free. To set both of us free. To set both of us free.
Real nice. This is Hector Jahno here in the studio wrapping up our live visit today here on Out of the Woods. Very nice. And that was, what's the title of that one?
It's called As Far As I See. It's also off the two lines
that's
right
there. That's the last one on there.
Yeah.
That's right. Very cool. Well, it's been great having you by.
It's been great being here.
And we can do it again anytime you want.
So yeah.
When you're in the neighborhood anyway.
Oh, it's right up the road.
Just let me know. Yeah. So we'll do it up. You got some new songs or something, come try them out.
Perfect.
On these folks. And that'd be great. All right. You're tuned into Out of the Woods. We'll be right back after this.